Hi, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 328. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're a little early. Our holiday starts today. We're going to start hanging out with family and stuff today. I'm looking forward to it.
That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Might go live.
Yeah, I went live.
Did you go live yesterday?
I went live at fucking 3 o'clock this morning.
I'm going to kill you.
But you know what? I went live the other day at regular people hours, too.
I mean, not about that. You just want to be up that late because you're alone. Mm-mm. I know what it is. Because I would want to be awake, too, at that time so I could just be to myself. Is that what it is?
Mm-mm.
It's your time to shine?
No, I just don't. I don't get tired.
Then why aren't you drugging yourself to sleep like we talked about?
I don't know.
I don't know
why. Because I'm scared I'm going to like it too much and be dependent on it.
No, your schedule is going to get back on a normal schedule.
But that's why I haven't done it. Because I'm nervous. I'm worried.
You'll be fine.
I'll be like, oh, I like this feeling.
I'll just give you a couple.
I'll take this at fucking 12 noon.
So you don't have... No, you won't. You'd be too busy during the day. You'd be having shit to do.
I know. So, not last night... The night before, I think I slept 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Through the whole night?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking like fucking boogie nights, bitch, all nighters, what I was
Why?
Doing.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't sleep. My brain just be going so
I mean, I did bad. Go through a bout of that for a little while. Remember, that's why I had to take the hydroxyzine every night. Let me shut up, because if I wasn't taking progesterone, I would probably be struggling.
And so
too.
that's what's going on. I'm unmedicated for perimenopause, and I'm unmedicated for my ADHD. So it's like two of the worst people being best friends and encouraging each other to just be worse.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm up. I've organized the drawers in the kitchen.
Good. At least you're being productive.
The Tupperware cupboard. Everything in there got a lid.
Dreads. Yeah. Good.
Organized one of the cabinets with food in it. I found cans in there from 2008, 2012.
When Bunny was born.
Yes.
When the girls were born.
Yes. Yeah, you talk about hoarding, not wanting to throw away shit. It's shit I wouldn't even fucking cook with.
When I moved, actually before I moved, when I was in the hospital, I think, my sister and Ezra, when they were staying at my house, they organized my pantry for me. And I came home and they had threw away hella shit.
You're mad?
And I was like mad. I was like, that would have lasted. That you don't go by the date on that.
That expired 10 years ago.
But because of what type of shit it was, it would have been fine. I wasn't mad. I was really happy they actually did it. But
really nice.
Yeah, part of me was like, I wouldn't have thrown that away, though. I would have just organized it. I would have kept that old-ass canned good.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, I found old-ass half bags of rice. Listen, I probably found 8 bags of different kinds of
just
rice.
Just with a quarter of the bag in there.
Like this much, this much.
Oh, that
would have this much.
Up the wall. I'd have woke
so
everyone
old.
Up.
I'm thank God we didn't have weevils in it.
I was going to say, they probably had weevil families in the bags.
Listen, I have fucking PTSD from weevils. As a kid, you know, we had the cupboard and the freezer in the garage that had more food.
Yeah.
I'd grab some boxes of Rice-A-Roni out of that cupboard. The San Francisco treat.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. And what is wrong with you?
No medication.
And what happened?
And I fucking, I go in the house and I go to make it. You know how you have to like saute the...
Brown it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that and I'm looking. I'm like, this got weird rice in it.
It was dancing.
It's like, oh. And I pulled it off and I was like,
in the pan.
bitch. And then I open the other box and they're fucking moving.
I told you my experience with Weevils.
You ate Weevils.
Like handfuls, like half a box of Weevils, of Weevil cereal. I was high, I believe.
You're like, this is the
best. I was at my cousin's. We cut school or something. We were at her house. Her mom was a hippie, so she never had snack food or anything in the house.
She's like, you either get a breastfeed on me or you get Weevil cereal.
Take your pick. Literally, take your pick. So there wasn't many options. And so, like, they were good for Top Ramen. We ate, like, some ramen. And then, I wanted something else. So there was, like, some kind of cereal, like a mini wheat type, but, like, hippie brand. So I knew the texture was going to be different. And I was just, like, eating handfuls of it.
It was, like, shredded bran.
And then I looked and it was, like, full of fucking Weevils.
Oh, man. Full of it.
I had already ate.
Did you go, like,
yeah, I don't think I threw up, though. I think I just, like, kept it lit. Just
screamed.
I'm really grossed out, but what can I do? Making yourself throw up is so bad. I was like, I'd rather just fucking let them digest. Fuck it.
I'd rather shit them out.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree, though.
A little protein. It's all right.
I mean, whatever.
It ain't gonna hurt. Dang! Do you hear my stomach?
You're a Christmas cow.
What the hell? Well, I just drank this.
A lot.
Thank you. I wore it last year on Thanksgiving. Do you remember? And I had that mullet.
I love it.
My hair did some growing since then.
It did. Yeah. I was looking at the mullet picture. I really love the mullet too, though.
I didn't know how to style it. That's what the problem was.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it looked good.
When Casey would style it would look amazing that day. And then when it was left up to me to style it, I look like one of the fucking Beatles or something.
You're like wash and wear, baby. Wash and wear.
Even though I put the texturizer in it and all the products, I didn't know how to style it. The only pictures I like of it are the ones when they did my hair. So I'm like, yeah, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It was a nice little moment and a little mullet moment.
I really like, I had a mullet as a kid growing up. Bad.
That would be cute. Bad. That would be cute.
But
I love a mullet.
But now I'm so trashy. I think people would really sell me crank at the gas station.
I want you to lean into it and get a Harley Davidson t-shirt. With the mullet.
They would really.
You know who I really want to get a mullet?
Eight balls.
Is Vinny. I want him to get a mullet.
Oh, he would be adorable.
Like a Edgar mullet, though. And when I told him, he was like, no, absolutely not. No. And
like the bowl part?
That, but then just long at the bottom. You know how just the bottom half be long.
Like, I love mullets.
Yeah, like a good Mexican mullet. That's what I want him to get. And
I love a Mexi mullet, a Billy Ray Cyrus mullet, a fucking
just farm mullet.
I love a feathered mullet. Feather is my favorite. That's what I have.
A Fowler's feathered mullet. Like, so, I love it.
Thank you, Billy D'Amato, because that's what I had.
Yeah. To match him.
Dude. So it's like my hair's cut this short, right? Mm-hmm. What is that, about 3 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Like, till here. Okay. And I have on this pink collared, stiff cotton fucking short sleeve button up shirt with pandas on it.
Is there a photo? Because yes. I feel like I can see this too well in my brain.
And I'm like this.
Yeah.
And I'm cheesing hella hard.
Yeah.
And it's like fucking cut till here
it's
and there's
so
strings
cute.
Of hair.
I love it.
I gotta find it again.
Yeah, so we could post it. I really love those childhood photos.
I do too. I had some wild fucking haircuts though.
Yeah. Not bad.
Thank God my mom never cut my bangs, though. My poor cousin Becky. Oh, my God. My Aunt Brenda used to cut her fucking bangs.
And too short, or were they just crooked?
Not only that, but they'd be like this. Fuck it.
Fuck. Pease really wants me to cut her bangs. I told you before. I think I might.
I think you would do good.
Yeah.
You cut your own good.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the ability. I just, I like to do all the hairstyles on her. And I'm like, is that going to interfere? Or can I just do them behind the bangs? Or like.
You probably could slick the bangs if you needed
true.
To.
That's true.
Give her some bangs.
Maybe. But she wants a bowl cut. She wants a bob.
A straight Asian.
A straight jet black China bowl cut bob is what she wants. And I cannot do all that. Every time she sees a photo, she's like, can you do this for me? Can you give me this?
She's like, sew in.
I'm like, a wig?
Sew
like,
in a weave. Yes. And flat iron my shit, bitch.
Dye it. Get that Revlon color silk. The next time you go buy some,
the blackest
get me
black.
Some, the blue black that you use. And fucking do my hair. Yeah, she wants that really bad.
One day, baby, one day.
Yeah.
But I stayed up fucking all night, right? And it finally, and so.
This was last night or the night before?
Night before.
Uh-huh.
And it got to the point where it was like six. I'm like, fuck it. I might as well cook something for like breakfast at this point.
I'm already here.
You know, and I haven't made breakfast in forever, you know? So we have hella potatoes. So I cut up potatoes. I dice hella potatoes. I dice bell peppers, onions, not a lot of onion, just a smidge. And I'm.
That sounds really good.
They were fucking.
Green bell pepper?
Green.
Yeah.
I'm a green bell pepper.
I am too.
Red's
I mean,
too
I,
sweet
I have
for
them
me.
All, but like green is my
the
favorite.
One. Yeah. I will eat a green bell pepper by itself.
Oh, always. Yeah.
Red is too sweet.
Yeah.
And you know, it's
all. Orange too.
And it's all the same veggie, just at different stages of ripeness.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you get three different colors that are all the same ripeness? I don't believe it.
That's what the produce man told me at Safeway.
They're a liar. That's a lie.
He probably was high.
The green tastes totally fucking different, and they be all ripe at the same time. I buy the tricolor pack all the time. It's not like one is, you know, they're
maybe
all
they're
the
at
same.
Different stages of development. Now I need to know if he lied to me.
He lied.
I'm gonna find out.
Yeah,
we'll find out. So I cooked the potatoes. Okay, it takes me like 45 minutes. I put them on 62 paper towels to drain,
which sends me through the roof. Don't do that.
On the back of the stove, it wasn't 62.
It was probably 12, though.
Seven. On the back of the stove, right? And I'm like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette real quick, and then I'm going to come back in, cook the eggs, whatever. I smoke one fucking cigarette, 6 minutes. I go in. I open the fucking door just in time to see Zach jump down and sulk right over, bitch, and go straight to his box. I look, there's six diced potatoes left on the fucking thing.
He didn't even share with Beverly.
No, Beverly's standing below him, bitch, and he's just eating them. That's what I said. I said, not only are you a thief, bitch, you didn't even share with your sister.
You didn't look out for her. Like, you could have at least dropped her some.
So Bevy got a greenie, Zach didn't. Zach got put in his box. I was so
Zach
fucking
got
pissed.
Hit.
No, absolutely not. I was so. I was like, "You're the baddest boy ever." I was so mad.
You know, he walked in the kitchen like, "Oh, you shouldn't have."
Oh, I was.
Don't mind if I do.
Fucking bitch! I was so mad.
Oh my god!
I did some other stuff. So, like, 10 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, I'm gonna make some more. I make more. I put them in the microwave. Bitch, you can't open the microwave.
Thank God you had more. Because that would have been it, bell pepper-wise, for me.
Luckily, I had just bought, like, three bell peppers, good. Like, 2 days ago, so I hadn't. But, fuck, I was so mad.
Aw, he had a good breakfast.
And then later that day...
I would have had to even it out and serve Beverly some now, just to make it fair.
So I wanted to kill him. I was like, you know what? It's your fault, though. You know that that bitch steals off the counter, and you left him. But I still was pissed at him.
Let that be a lesson.
For sure. And then later that day.
Yesterday. Day before yesterday? Yesterday.
Wait.
Yesterday was when you woke up. Well, you never went to sleep.
So then it had to be the night before that.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Because later that day is when I was at the gas station.
Oh.
I've been driving for a lot of years. One of my biggest fears, I did.
Have you ever done it before?
Never. Never. And the reason I haven't is because I'm so scared of doing it. Because of who I am as a human, I like double check. Well, I had to pull out a few dollars from the Versateller that's right by the pump.
I ain't heard that. That word since 1992.
That was
the Versateller? Bitch, are you kidding me right now? Did we just go back in time?
Donna always used to say, I have to go to the Versateller.
1992. And so did my dad. We just teleported and I'm dizzy.
What? Yeah, teleported.
What? All right.
Billy was a Versateller too.
So you went to the Versa Tower at Mervyn's.
Are not 3,900 years old. That would be an ATM machine.
It's an ATM machine, yeah.
It's what old folks called it.
You went to the Versa Teller at Long's Drugs at Alpha Beta. And what happened?
I remember Alpha Beta.
What the fuck? And distracted yourself?
So I told myself before I got out the car, you're going to pull the money out. You're going to take the pump out, put it up. We're going to go. I pull the money out. I sit my ass in my car. I pick my phone up. Bitch, wrong move.
That's a dangerous game. When I get in the car, if it's cold.
Don't touch your phone.
And I get in the car, I'm like, you're playing a dangerous game.
It was cold.
Yep.
I sat in the car because I looked after I got the money out and it wasn't done. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to sit in the car. It's cold. Pulled my phone out.
Mm-hmm.
Fell into La La Land.
And that's all she wrote.
Turn on car. Hit the gas. 2 seconds later, heard, conk, 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 conk. And I fucking slammed on the brakes, bitch.
Did you confess already? Did you tell Mark? Or is he going to hear it on the episode?
I told him. I told him last night. Yeah, I didn't tell him for like 36 hours. But I look in my side view mirror and I see the
Was it laying on the ground?
It was like this.
God.
And I'm like, fuck, they're gonna charge me attached. For $2,000. Thank God.
Here's the thing. They have emergency like breakaways midway on the hose.
I saw it.
So at least you wouldn't have tore their shit completely up. My story, when you told me you did it, I was like, you ain't never did that before?
No.
My dumbass, when I had a Mitsubishi, I was at AM PM on 23rd.
Wasn't it burnt orange or something like that?
No, silver. My Mitsubishi?
Did you ever have a burnt orange car?
Nope. Had a champagne scraper, burgundy Nissan. No.
Yep.
So I was at this AM PM and I still remember what pump I was at and everything. I was facing Taco Bell. I go to pull out and I fucking heard noises and shit and something. It felt like somebody hit my car. No, it was the hose slapping the side of my car. It broke away, but the pump was still in my car. And I just like was so embarrassed because there was so many people there. I just kept going. I pulled over like right before Rum Reel. And like, yes, and like got it and like threw it. And like, yeah, luckily I didn't tear nothing up, but like, oh my fucking God, I still remember that.
It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way I'm getting out to remove it here in front of everyone.
Oh, I wanted to kill myself as I opened the door. I drove out of there
like I robbed a bank.
Yes. I had to open the door because it's laying now in front of the entryway. It's all stretched in front because it was
people
the pump
watched
right
you do it.
So I have to stop. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, please don't let it be broke. Please don't let it be broke, bitch. You're broke. Don't let it be broke. So fucking, I pick it up. Thank God it's attached. I put it back up there. Boy, I got in my car so fast and drove off. But I went there yesterday.
Oh, you're bold. You went back.
There's a fucking yellow bag over that pump.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, that's not from me. I didn't fucking detach it, but
yeah,
who knows?
Maybe it came unhooked partially or something from the connector on the hose.
But I fucked my car up. Yeah, I got a fucking a capless plastic vagina behind the door where you put the thing in, and it busted it up. But. So I have to get that fixed.
Could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
I expected it to be worse. When I saw it in person, I was like, oh, I could damn near fix it.
I could have fucking yanked the whole fucking pump out and caused a fucking explosion.
You could have snapped the door off. You could have did a lot worse.
For sure.
Damage. I was like, this is not that fucking bad,
I'm very
actually.
Grateful it wasn't worse, but I'm also completely fucking mortified.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did that.
I just immediately thought of Joy, and I was like, you're turning into Joy rapidly. Remember rapidly. When she, like, crashed into a pole in her brand new car?
And then it backed was up like, and crashed again? It was, like, three crashes. It was, like,
she
initial
She was in,
crash.
Like, a brand new Lexus or something. She had just
Infinity.
Got it. Infinity. She had brand just got new, it.
The mini SUV.
Yes. And was at the gas station, just got to running into shit.
Yep. Crashed initially, opened her door. Backed up, fucking pulled the door the opposite way, freaked out, hit the fucking gas, went this way, fucking crashed. It was three crashes at once.
Another, like, you shouldn't even be driving at this point.
No, because another time in her brand new Lexus, this is our aunt. But another time in her brand new Lexus, she was leaving a driveway of a job, and there's railroad tracks, right? But there's cement where you drive over, right? So, hello. Well, she took the turn too tight, and bitch, there's a dip, okay? She went over the dip and just kept gunning it. It was like, gonk, 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 gonk. Gets on the freeway, and all of a sudden, all the lights on the dashboard are going on.
Smoking.
She fucking tore out the whole bottom of the engine.
She's a horrible fucking driver. Horrible.
Oh, my.
Horrible no, driver.
Listen.
Scary, scary driver.
For my wedding, yes. She took us to look at some venues, and I wanted to kill myself. I looked in the back, and Carolyn was like green in the face, about to throw up.
Yeah.
My other friend was like, oh, my God. But she's one of these with like guns it, yeah. Gets it to like 65, lets her foot off the gas.
Or will like yank you and like throw you around,
falls
hit the
to
brake
40,
for no reason.
Hits it again.
Yeah, yeah. She drives like a crazy
you
person.
You know who else drives like that?
Don't even say Charlene. Does she?
Not to that extent, but
God, it's yes. So frustrating. Like, what are you trying to do? You're tearing the car up.
That was the last time I ever rode in the car with her because I was like, I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah,
I don't get
and
car
that's
sick.
Normal driving for her.
Yes, yeah. I'm like, oh, we're gonna die. Mm-hmm. We are gonna die. Yeah, she's fucking terrifying.
She drives, you would think she's doing it on purpose. Like, yes. Are you mad at me? Do you hate me? What
are
you doing?
Trying to kill everybody mm-hmm. in here. With
or make us
sickness.
Throw up. Yeah.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's weird. Speaking of throwing up, not throwing up, I have a headache, but I was laughing because yesterday it's almost like I was telling myself, let me see how far I could push my body and see how bad I can make myself feel.
You're an idiot.
I didn't know that you made me a Botox appointment, first of all. Let's start there. Well, I didn't know when it was.
I'm like, she did.
Oh. I didn't know when it was, I guess, to mentally prepare or whatever.
Right, right,
so
right.
I
or
woke
to plan
up,
anything else.
Yeah. So I had that. I also got my lashes done the same day, which is a whole other
idiot.
Process. I have to fucking do the Flonase on my eyelids so I don't get a reaction.
So you have to do it every
the first
time,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did it this time too. And it, you know, it works really well. But like when I first wake up, my eyes are like crusty and like sore feeling. And
yeah.
Then I put it on and it's good. But I also got my lashes done. I also put on a new estrogen patch yesterday.
Oh my God.
Which makes
God.
Me feel like shit every time the first day. Sometimes the first 2 days.
Oh no.
So it's like I was pushing and then I started to go to the gym. And I was like, you know
you're
what? I don't think your
bro.
Body can take it. I think you need to just
do you
want to
fall out?
Literally. I did all that. And then I like put on sweats and I was like, I should just go. Because I think last night they were open 24 hours. So I was like, I should just go get it in real quick. Because I think the night before I went at nighttime.
You're trying to see if you can collapse.
Yeah, I was like, maybe not. And today I woke up and I've had a headache ever since I woke up and kind of just felt exhausted from nothing.
So. Yeah. Yeah. My
I don't feel great.
Dude, yeah.
I wanted to tell you, though, when I was at the gym that night before, I'm on this machine or whatever, and I happened to be, like, facing the screens that were on. These commercials came on for this cream for mature skin. And I was like, we're going to need this in a minute. And it basically is, like, to prevent and lessen the appearance of bruising on mature skin. And I was like, oh my God, if I scratch too hard, I'm getting bruising. I'm getting
yep.
like it's we're turning into Death Becomes Her.
It's because of the drop in estrogen. It's from perimenopause. So yes. What happens if you don't know from perimenopause?
It fucks everything up.
Yeah, when your estrogen levels drop, it thins out your skin.
You have like toilet paper skin.
Yeah, so even if you're 30 and you go through an early menopause, it's going to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
estrogen
it doesn't matter your
really
age.
The scaffolding and the like it's what
the
holds
blueprint.
Everything up and it's what holds everything together.
It's your foundation for
so
sure.
So if your estrogen plummets for some reason, you better do what you can to get it back up because
sure.
you're going to feel like you're falling apart. But I saw that and I was like, "Oh my God, that's like Death Becomes Her cream. We need it. We're going to need it."
Yeah, I was talking yesterday when we went and when I was there getting my Botox, and I had her put a little more on my lip, and you know, my marionette lines, which are swollen today, by the way, for the first time. Like, my face is swollen.
They
look good.
They don't look...
Yeah, no. I'm bruised.
I don't see it.
Really?
No, maybe tomorrow. I remember last time you had, like, dark... Maybe because it's kind of dark in here.
Yeah, I didn't have her do... I didn't have her go over my chin definition or my jaw definition. Next time I will. But while we were there, I was telling her, you know, about, we were talking about perimenopause and the effects of all that shit because of my skin and stuff. And I was like, can you next time put some filler in my hands? Like, because, dude, they're fucking bad.
Yeah.
And she was like, we sure can put some biostimulator.
And what that is, you had to explain it to me.
Yeah.
It what is it? It makes your body produce collagen wherever they put it, which is cool.
And it works really well. So it's like a filler that
does
makes your body produce more filler, you know?
It's filler with a job.
Yes.
I like that.
Although, let me just share something with all of you who have plans for a facelift one day. If you do not get biostimulator in your face, even though it's like magical. Don't do which is like Sculptra, things like that, or threads, you know, and threads are supposed to be temporary. They're supposed to last like, you know, a year, year and a half, and then they're supposed to dissolve, right?
But surprise.
Surprise, they do not dissolve all the way.
That's terrifying.
And a lot of doctors will not do a facelift on you if you have had biostimulator or threads. And when you do find one, your surgery will be longer, so you'll be under anesthesia longer. And
you'll probably have to pay more.
Yes, yes. There was a woman in this group I'm in, a facelift group, and her doctor, she was explaining that she had to pay more, all that. And then she did a showed us there's a picture she posted of 8 or 9 threads that were not fully dissolved. It was like more than... Some were more than half.
Surprises hidden in your face. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm claustrophobic already. The thought of having some shit in there that ain't supposed to be in there. Like, I've always said I couldn't do breast implants, I don't think, because I would start to feel panicky and want to cut them out.
My very first panic attack of my entire life was 7 months pregnant because I wanted it out. Like,
I couldn't think about it too much because I would start to freak myself out and want to get it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was bad. So I feel you,
that would bother me a lot.
Yeah. Having filler in my face is a little different because it's not an object. It's more of a liquid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. The object, like, would freak me out. Yeah, for sure.
I'd want to dig it out myself.
Yeah, but if you plan on those things, don't do that.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, you know, it could benefit a lot of areas that you might
need. Yeah, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Before, you know, really thinking about it, like, you're going to freak out, bitch. Remember the baby in your stomach?
Yeah.
But I've seen some really nice results with Sculptra, with threads. Yeah. Really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love, I can't wait. I'm for sure doing a fucking facelift.
Yeah, I would like to.
And neck lift one day.
I would like to also. You know, I'm all for whatever.
Yep.
Maintenance. Very just look pro, at it as, yeah.
Pro, whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
Makes you feel better.
If you want to add a fucking...
Dick to your forehead.
Dick to your forehead. An extra ear. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, whatever you want.
Do you?
Oh, you know some news that is fucked up that I read yesterday, actually, which was fucked up. Botox wears off faster on girls who lift heavy. It makes sense when you think about it.
Flexing more muscle.
I'm going to read it to you because...
I would assume.
It was upsetting. Where is it?
You're going to have to go from fucking 40 units to 80. You're like double dose.
120.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is it? Because I wanted to read it to you.
Great.
Oh, no, this is not it.
Because I just told her I've been doing great with, you know, caloric intake and hitting macros lately, so I want to start lifting.
Sorry, women who lift heavy burn through Botox faster because intense training increases blood flow, metabolism, and muscle activity, which makes the body break down the Botox sooner, especially in areas like the forehead where those muscles are constantly contracting during hard lifts.
Yep, I already thought of
it. That's really fucked up.
yes, because I'm one of those. So when we do the... where you stand up straight, the shrugs, right? When we do shoulder shrugs. The way my face works is that... I wish I had something to demo, but when I do shoulder shrugs with weight...
I remember
my
Mark
face
laughing.
Goes like this.
I remember Mark making fun of it when we were working
and
out
I can't
before.
Make it not do it. It's like how you hit
it's
your
involuntary.
Knee.
Or,
yes. So... that's it. The first thing I thought of when you said fucking Botox wears off faster was fucking.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. So.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, just have to go more often, I guess. Got to figure out how to pay for it.
Right. Right.
It's not optional to just not do it anymore. Yeah. Someone walked by me when I was in the gym the other night, the night that I went. I will say that crowd is very different. There was hella young people in there. It was super busy. I don't know if it was the day of the week or what. That was my first time I ever went late in the day.
Tended to be like that when I would go back in the day.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Just so crowded and like too busy. But this dude walked past me smelling like literal shit to where I was like, did he crop dust me? Like, did he? The fucked up thing is, when people walk past me, I usually hold my breath just out of habit because I don't want to smell anyone. Like, if it's good or bad, I don't want to find out. He came from behind. So, like, I didn't get the chance to hold my breath. And I got this huge whiff in my face. It smelled like actual shit. I got so fucking mad. I was like, did he crop dust me or did he have an accident? Because it was that strong. And then he went over.
It's poop stains.
I saw other people not reacting, but like moving.
Was he young, like able-bodied?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like 20s.
Oh, so it'd be like laziness.
Had to be. Cause I was like, there's no way. Like, what is happening? It made me so, I felt rage. It made me so fucking mad.
Did it got in your mouth?
Yeah. I breathed it. I like deep breathed in it. And I was like this, it almost made me throw up. It was so bad. It almost made me like, I gagged a little bit. That ain't happened to me in I don't know how long.
Dude, when it's bad smells,
something
I either
like
have to
that.
Hold my breath or breathe in my nose, right? Because in my weird brain, if I breathe through my mouth.
That's facts. It's particles. Like I remember talking about it before that a doctor or something that I followed said, if you can smell it, it's because there's particles in the air that's making you smell it. You're not smelling it for no reason. So now that's in the back of my brain. So anytime I do smell something like that, I'm like, I just took it in. I just took it into my body, the particles.
You ate somebody's poo.
Yeah. Yep. It was in my nose and my lungs. Yep.
The gym got showers, huh?
Yeah, they do. So what's going on?
So you got to go in that first, buddy.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
Hold your butt cheeks open.
What? And handle it.
Scalding hot water run on that motherfucker.
Yes, and you better scrub.
Oh, gross.
It was so awful.
So you want to hear something crazy?
Mm-hmm. Always.
About 5 nights ago. You know, sometimes Naya stays up with me, so I'm not alone. Oh. Not as late as I do, but, you know, till like maybe 3 sometimes.
That's pretty damn late.
Yeah. So we're sitting in my car. It's like 2:15. It's between 2 and 2:30 a.m. I'm smoking a cigarette. All of a sudden, I hear whistling. And, you know, those neighbors across the street sometimes be coming and going late, right? So I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's one of them whistling, even though he ain't supposed to whistle at night.
He's trying to get your attention with his wiener out. In a robe in the
He's
driveway.
He's swinging his wiener and it's making a whistle like that fucking toy. Right.
That's what the whistling was.
So for those that don't know, you're not supposed to whistle at night because it's calling unwanted spirits, right? So I hear the whistle and I look at Naya and she's like, I heard it. And I'm like, do you see who it is? Because I'm looking and I can't find anybody. I'm like, let's go in the house. Fuck that. We look around. Nobody's outside, right? But I'm like, oh, maybe someone's in the backyard, whatever, you know? So then 2 nights ago, I'm in my car again between 2 and 2:30. And I know that because I'm sitting smoking. All of a sudden, I hear the exact same whistle, exact same tune. I look at my clock. It's like 2:12.
What kind of late night games are they playing?
Roll up my fucking window, shut my shit off, and go straight in the house. Again, nobody.
What's happening?
I don't know, but it's between 2 and 2:30.
I need to know who's doing it.
I don't want
They're like, oh, that blonde's outside again? Let me open up my robe.
All I can think is, oh my God, bitch, I don't need you calling nothing else to this area.
No, what the
hell? What are you doing? Why are you whistling? It's very ominous, you know?
Yeah, like very that's creepy.
Yes.
It sounds human.
Yeah, it's human whistling. It's yeah. not a bird.
Yeah, it couldn't be anything else.
Nope.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
That's when you shoot your gun outside the window in the air and then you go in the house. Just so they know.
Yeah.
Let it smoke in the air and fucking put it back in your leggings and go in the house. I don't like that.
Spin it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, like what the fuck?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I want to know what.
Smoke in your backyard is from now on or something.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I've been in the garage.
Yeah.
I want to know what is where the noise is coming from, but.
I think it's just a horny neighbor that's like getting off work at that time, happens to see your light on in your car, and it's
so,
like, let me get their attention.
No driving with it. So both times we had been out there maybe 35 minutes, nobody had came home. So the only thing I could think of is someone in their backyard or.
Hmm.
But stop fucking whistling,
I don't
bitch.
Like it.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, it's so creepy. It reminds me of, did you ever watch the movie Lady in White?
It sounds familiar, but I can't think of it.
The fucking murderer whistles.
Oh, really?
He whistles the song, Have You Ever Seen a Dream?
Oh, walking? I have. Yeah.
Well, I have. Well, he yeah, whistles that
that's
fucking
creepy.
Tune.
Yeah.
And the whistling reminds me of that creepy fucker.
Yeah. I learned something the hard way the other day.
You took the crystal route?
Don't flush honeydew.
Oh my God, you're an asshole.
Don't. Thank God I have more than one bathroom because I caused my bathroom to be out of service for like 8 hours. And I had a fruit salad in my fridge and I wanted to eat it. It was honeydew and it had blueberries and raspberries and strawberries in it. And I was like, oh, what a nice treat for me. And I go to eat it and it felt prickly on my tongue. It like zapped me. It felt like not spicy.
It had a tang.
It had a tang. And I was like, this is bad. So I spit it into the bowl. I go in my bathroom because I don't want it in my garbage. What if it smells or something and it's sticky? What if, I don't know. I didn't want it in the garbage. I go to flush it. Like I have vegetable soup when I don't want it anymore. I don't have a garbage disposal. So
that's right.
I occasionally flush some old food. What if I threw up this honeydew, right? In my mind, it's like not a bad thing because if I threw it up, that's where it would go, right? That's what I told myself. Well, apparently not. So
mental.
I flush the toilet. It's not going down. And I'm like, okay, try again. I plunged it. No, it's not going down. Then I plunged it. I would walk away, come back every half hour, keep trying. I started dumping hot water. It got to the point where it would drain, but it would drain so slowly. It would take like 5 minutes to fully swallow.
So it's clogged.
Yeah, so I'm like, it has to be in there. I dumped hot water. I did hella Dawn dish soap, wasting fucking dish soap, because that's supposed to work. And then buckets of hot ass water to make it go through. It got a little faster, but it still would not flush. So I got out Drano. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that. I did that like three different fucking times. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that.
No, because in our group text, Mark, fuck you. She said something about Drano and Mark put.
Well, first he said, just whatever you do, don't put any chemicals in there. And I said, well, what about Drano?
And he was like, do not put Drano, exclamation, exclamation.
Yeah. And then I text her separately and I was like, mind you, I already put it in there three times.
I'm crying laughing. I'm like, so, you're getting lectured for sure.
Oh my God. I tried everything.
That's why you left before he got back. So you wouldn't get lectured. I was like, fuck this.
I'm going to the gym. Bye. but... whatever. Apparently, I mean, like, I undid a coat hanger. We had a wire coat hanger from the cleaners. I was sticking that all in there trying to fucking get through.
You made your own snake?
Yeah, I was trying to do hella shit because, you know, I'm like a handyman. So I was like, I could do this. No, I couldn't. So I called Mark for backup and then I left. And then, like, he came by when I was there and he tried to do what I was already doing and it didn't work. Duh, I already did all that. And then he was like, I'm gonna come back with like tools, like appropriate stuff. And I guess when he came back, he just brought his plunger, which is like a sturdier, like real plunger.
It's for man poops.
He told me mine is a piece of shit, basically.
He said, you get a new one.
Bunny was like, he came in here with his plunger and cleared that shit in 1 minute. And I was like, well, apparently ours is like really flimsy, which is fucked up because I have matching ones in both bathrooms. So I'm going to have to replace those.
You have to ask him where he got the fucking man poop.
Well, plunger. I did. And he told me from the plunger, et cetera, in Berkeley. And I was like, I fucking hate you because you're lying. And then he was like, Home Depot. He likes to tell me shit that's not true because I believe everything. So at first it was from plungers, et cetera.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Anyway, I say all that. Don't flush honeydew.
Fruit salad in your toilet, maybe. Don't do that.
Well, guys, what am I supposed to do? Put it in a plastic bag and then put it in the garbage?
That's what I do sometimes. So we have a garbage disposal. I grew up. We used our garbage disposal. Like,
I grew up not having one. We never had one.
See, obviously, I wouldn't put a whole fucking chicken down the garbage disposal, you know? But, like, I don't, parts fucking of a lemon, fucking little remnants from doing dishes.
Egg shells are supposed to be really good for it. And lemon rinds are supposed to be really good for it.
Shit like that. Yeah. Well, I have a Filipino husband.
That tells you absolutely not.
That garbage disposal is decoration.
don't you want to use it?
No, we cannot. Girl, if he finds out we're putting food down that motherfucker, we're in trouble.
I would be putting sandwiches down the fucking garbage disposal. When I had one at my old place, whatever. It's going in there. Raw meat.
Old
fucking
pasta, bitch. It's all going in there.
Entire bowls this big of pasta that ain't nobody with fucking eating. With hot water running. It's all going in there. I'm talking about everything was going in the garbage disposal.
Yeah, not in this house. Also, what? The dishwasher is not for doing dishes. That is a cupboard.
I don't even use my dishwasher.
It's a cupboard.
Hey, guys. Are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
Join our Patreon. And for the $20 tier, you can get 4 full-length ad-free episodes per month,
along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there.
The problem with me, I can't use it for storage because I forget that I have shit in there. So it's just for decoration.
Yeah. So ours is storage. We have a garbage disposal, but don't you dare put no food down there.
Wow.
And Mark will lecture you until your ears fall off. You know that.
About putting shit in there?
About whatever you fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? So I usually just put it in a plastic bag, like a Lucky's bag, and just tie it tight and put it in the garbage.
Yeah. What do you call those bags?
Lucky's and Safeway bags.
That's what you call them in your family?
Nope. I wish you would leave me alone sometimes.
I guess that's what I'll have to do because I'm not fucking calling him again for no first salads. Yeah. I hit one of my fucking baby dads and I was like, hey, like, are you in town? Are you a plumber? Like, hi, we just met. They are. They 100% are.
You're a jackass.
I was like, what?
He's like, are you serious?
Like, are you dumb? Yeah, I am. But whatever, Mark handled it. So.
That's good to know, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good to know. Good to have in the family. I made fried rice. That's my new thing. With any leftover rice, which I end
it's
up
your hyperfixation,
it's my go-to get rid of the old rice. Because when
we're
I
having
make
fruit
rice,
salad, fried rice,
and chicken fried rice, yeah. Shrimp fried rice, whatever, it's so easy to make.
Yeah,
and it's the easiest way to get rid of leftover fried rice because you got to make it when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it a few weeks ago, and then like Bunny is real good for asking me to make her beans and rice, but I make a pot this big of the rice just in case, yep. And I end up with hell of it. So just refrigerate it, and then the next day. Fry, you know, scramble some eggs. I do like 5 eggs, green onion, about a quarter cup of sesame oil, a half a cup to a cup of soy sauce, depending on how much rice you have, chopped up chicken or shrimp or whatever, and just fucking heat it all up in a skillet, a little bit of butter. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious. I've been making that a lot lately.
I love it. I love fucking fried rice. Not no peas and carrots in it, but
yeah,
I love that shit. Mark will make it, and he'll do it like Benihana, where he makes a big-ass thing of fucking garlic butter.
I had no idea it was so easy to make.
Yeah, and you're right.
So
it's
it takes
a great
fucking
way
3 minutes.
To get rid of leftovers.
Yeah, and the
so
kids be
wasting.
Fucking it up. Yeah, the kids will eat that shit hella quick. They're probably sick of it because I've made it so many times.
They're like, fucking go dump that rice in the garbage before mama makes more fried rice, please.
Right. They're probably sick of it now, but yeah, it's a good way to get rid of your leftover rice.
Yeah. And you're right. It's hella fucking good.
It is.
You know, I'm like, put a whole stick of butter in my bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's butter soup fried rice. Did you see the 81-year-old man from San Francisco arrested Monday?
No. The hell did he do?
For a 1982 cold case.
A murder?
Yep. His ex-wife.
Electric chair.
Baby's mom.
You thought you got away? You didn't.
Her body.
Get your old ass. Get your pants on. Come
yep.
on. You're going to jail.
Yep. I don't
We're
give a fuck.
We're taking you to 850 Bryant.
Liver
You're going
spots.
To fucking, yeah.
We're going.
Put your little diaper on and get out here.
Yep. Her body was found in a sleeping bag floating in the bay.
That's disgusting. And that makes me really mad that you
and
got
he had
to live
her
this
clothes
long.
Off.
Mm-mm. And you got to live this long free.
His daughter. Never, their daughter together never gave up looking for her mother.
Wow.
Or trying to find her killer, right? And the craziest part is, I'm sure her mother's murder influenced her career, but she became an epidemiologist.
What's that?
The bug studiers.
Don't start your shit. She's your hero.
You know, fucking... one of the things they do is study decomp. You know, you can.
Did she end up solving the crime?
She didn't end up solving the crime, but she stayed on the police department and things.
She got to be in her 60s or something, right? She got to be an older lady now. If he's 80, right?
No, she's late 40s.
Really? Oh, okay.
Because in 82, when her mom went missing, she was like 5 or 6.
Mm.
So that would make her. Don't ask me to do math, you
I don't
guys.
Know math,
ever.
But I was just thinking because he's so old.
Right.
Maybe she was an older person now that
older,
just never gave
kind
up.
Kind of an older dad, maybe.
Yeah.
But they fucking caught him.
Good.
And they have.
It makes me sad, though, when people get caught that late because, like, you lived a good life, bitch.
You got to enjoy
it. You lived
a lot.
Long, full life. Like, I hope somebody fucking fucks your old asshole in prison to make up for all that freedom that you didn't deserve.
You know what's fucked up is they were going through the divorce. They were sharing, you know, back and forth custody of their girl. I believe her name's Allison. he had her. The mom was supposed to pick her up the next day or like hours later. He had called her and said, hey, something came up. I need to blah, blah, blah. Can you come get Allison early? And she was like, I'm leaving right now. I'll come get her.
And he ambushed her. It was a setup.
Used the baby. And the daughter said recently, I have so much guilt and I feel so bad because I was used to get to my mom.
Don't feel guilty, though. That's him.
Right.
That wasn't your doing. Ugh.
And then
there needs to be more torture in prisons.
Yeah.
I don't know who we got to talk to, but they got to step it up.
Yeah.
More torture in prisons for people that have hurt women and children.
Speaking of gross men, have you seen, I don't know if this would come up on your feed, but I saw it randomly on my feed. And then Mark was watching a video of it today, but there's a red pill manosphere douchebag, I think it's Andrew Wilson. He has a YouTube channel, a podcast.
Never heard of him.
Very right-leaning, conservative, a traditional man, traditional values. Fucking women do all the domestic jobs at home. You know, one of those douchebags. Mm-hmm. Low value, fucking high value verbiage. Don't date fucking single mothers. They have no value. Shit like that, okay?
Go to hell. You probably don't even wipe right.
So he has the...
That's all I think of. Grossness.
Can't even open a fucking olive jar, bro. I seen a video of him struggling to open an olive jar. Like you... So he's known for like having people on to debate them, you know, people of opposing views.
Yeah.
And he's one of those that like talks over them.
Which is quite the trend lately. I see a lot. I see too much of that.
Yeah. Like, let's be fair. Mm-hmm. You know, let's have back and forth discourse if we're going to do this. You're not going to fucking ambush me and yell over me, bitch, because I'll get up, knock everything over and leave and put my cigarette out on your car on the way out. But... So he has this woman on named, I believe her online name is like Enemy Charlie, something like that. It's a woman. Her name's Charlie. She's a lesbian, I believe. Staunch feminist. Like they're debating. And I have not watched the whole debate. I've only seen this clip. But he says something to her and basically he tells her, you're too stupid to understand. Basically what he's saying.
Okay? When you resort to insults, you know this. You already lost. Girl. You already lost.
So she says, doesn't your wife have three babies dads?
Oh, I might have saw that. I might have saw that clip.
And he fucking loses it. He calls her everything from a stupid bitch, a dirty dyke, like just fucking... And she just stays calm.
Good.
She don't fucking raise her voice. You know
how much discipline that would take to fucking, how much self-control you would need to just shut up and let a piece of shit like that fucking insult you. But hats off to her.
And her whole point was, in my world, three babies' dads is fine. There's no fucking problem with
that. Who gives a fuck?
Like, right. That was her point.
Yeah.
But he is one of those that has built a platform and makes his money, his whole spiel, scheme, fucking whatever is.
Preaching these values.
Yes.
Yes. It's just so crazy to me that somebody would do that knowing that in their own household is one of the people you talk shit about. Like, do you not think you go home at the end of the day and she's heard you say this type of shit and hasn't felt something?
Oh, she's just as rotten as him.
Really?
Oh, my God. Because
but when he's melting down. But you're the type of person he talks about? Like,
when he's when he's having a... But because it's his wife, it's different.
It's okay for her.
Because these were long-term relationships.
It's not the same. Yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, you okay. think she didn't fuck nobody in between? But let me tell you. So while he's having his meltdown and completely losing his shit, name calling, tells her she fucking eats pussy. I mean, like, ridiculous.
Nasty shit.
Losing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to watch because you know he's so.
It's a tantrum.
Fucking upset.
Yeah. It's fun to watch people have a tantrum and not give them what they want, not give them the reaction they're begging for because it's like, oh, you're upset. Bitch. You're upset.
Yeah.
That must suck.
So he calls his wife to tell on the girl
during the fucking meltdown.
Yes. And then the wife is obviously on audio, like on speaker. And she's tearing in to the fucking woman, Charlie.
So they're
Charlie.
Jumping her. Now they're jumping the woman.
You told verbally on your wife. Her. You told your wife.
You called for backup. Like, what?
And let your wife handle it. That doesn't scream protective traditional man to me.
Ew.
So he does that. Then I read somebody had tweeted that they knew his wife and that when she started fucking him and got with him, he was still married.
These are great people. Great people to be fucking creating a platform
on Christian values, fucking wholesome nuclear tradition.
That's usually how it goes. That's the most critical fucking people have bones in their closet.
Absolutely.
That's how it
thousands.
Goes.
Yeah. I said that to Mark when we were watching the video earlier. I had said, it's so funny. If you pay attention, the people that scream the loudest about how horrible alternate lifestyles from their own are typically doing that.
Yeah.
Whether it be.
And they have feelings about it.
Yeah. Whether it be verbally terrorizing gay folks, trans folks, drag queens. It always fucking comes out
something,
you know?
Personal. They feel something personal about it and they're not handling it well.
Yeah, recently one of these from. Yeah, you're right. Recently one of these loud right-wing bros who had been, you know, one of the forefront of screaming about drag queens reading to children was arrested for child porn.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like they try to divert.
Yeah.
But it's so telling.
Like those are the ones you need to keep an eye on the whole time. Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yep. So, Andrew Wilson.
Did you see what happened with the Campbell Soup exec?
No.
Oh, my God. So
tell me.
An ex-employee or something, like, secretly recorded him during a meeting. He's like the CFO or CEO or some shit, high up exec for Campbell Soup.
Okay.
An ex-employee was just tired of his shit and like recorded one of his rants going on about how this shit is that we make is for poor people. I don't eat this shit. This shit is for poor people. I don't want this low quality food, like this chicken, like this meat that's made from a 3D printer. I don't want to eat that. Would you? And going on and on and on, okay, which is probably really common among these execs because that's what they really think of us. And
is it really made from a 3D printer?
Apparently, and really low quality products, really low quality food.
I love chicken noodle soup.
You better get a different brand.
I don't eat the meat in it.
This person recorded him, was tired of his shit, tried to report him. He got immediately fired. So he played the recording and sent it to the fucking media. And yeah, now it's being aired out and all this shit. You know, their stock is dropping and a lot of creators are like, nope, you want cream of mushroom soup? It takes fucking 3 minutes to make. Here's how to do it. All these people are showing how to make it because this is like their biggest season. You know, like that's a main ingredient for holiday
green
food.
Bean casserole and shit.
Cream of celery, cream of chicken, cream of fucking mushrooms. So they're showing you how to make it and it'll taste way better than the canned.
Way better.
Just give yourself an extra 5 minutes to fucking make it and don't support these goddamn companies. But, you know, it's
because fuck you.
Yeah. But they, you know, people were like, they probably all talk like this. That's why he wasn't reprimanded. That's why the person that recorded him got fucking fired, that tried to report him for the commentary. Like, this is probably really common among these people. So
that shit is sick.
Yeah. Just make your own soup, get a different brand. You know, it's the one power that we do have as consumers is where we spend our money.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, it's the easiest way to have, to retain some type of power and make a decision about shit that goes on in our lives. So that's, you know, with that being said, the blackout started yesterday.
Yep.
It's going on until December 2nd. So do not shop with these big fucking stores.
Small businesses.
Yeah. And if you do have to get anything, get it after, you know, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, whatever. Get it after, because I'm sick of it.
No, like, deal is worth being just shit on.
And it's all a facade anyway. They're fucking, you know, making these fake markdowns on these low quality TVs and whatever. Yep. Like, they're creating to make it look the illusion like you're getting a big deal.
Fashion Nova, we see you.
Just all of them. Like, just don't shop. Just fucking thrift, shop small business, whatever. And if you have to get anything from a bigger business, wait until after December 2nd to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm going to make you a Christmas present this year.
I said a few weeks ago, I saw one I wanted to make for you.
Really? Oh, okay, good. So I guess I'm going to get the kids stuff. I guess. It's going to be so limited, though.
Since baby Maria corralled the fucking...
Yeah.
Started the Christmas committee.
Had a meeting about it. I guess I'm going to get some things.
Will texted us and said, you keep that fucking Christmas committee away from my kids.
From my household. But you know what? He texted me and was like, can you please send me a list of things for Santana?
Mm-hmm.
So he's... What happened to the board games, Will? Because I thought you were on board. But no, I sent him a list.
I love the idea of making things.
Yeah. And we don't need shit. So we can like make each other something and that's it. The adults don't need shit. The kids, I fucking guess. Like, you'll get a few. It ain't going to be like it was. It ain't going to be hella unnecessary shit filling up my apartment. That's what it's not going to be. So, you know, I don't know.
You know, make each other puzzle games. You know, like dog treat puzzles for people with Valiums.
I want those pumpkin protein bar things.
Did you like them?
It was so... I just ate one. The other one is in my fridge. I should have brought it with me. So good. I posted it. I was like, if you guys see these, get them for me.
I will.
They're so good. Make me a advent calendar, a homemade one with those.
That's
or something.
A good idea.
Something. I don't know. But yeah, we can make each other something. And
I like the idea of homemade advent calendars too. That's a really cute idea to do. For anybody, even kids.
You could collect little things. I'm really on the hunt for a trinket shelf because...
A random act of kindness.
Yeah.
Advent calendar.
Yeah. Yep. You could bake me something.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of other ways to give. You don't have to fucking support capitalism.
Right. You could 3D print us dollars.
What? No.
Monies? Yeah, no, but I really like the idea of getting crafty and artsy.
Which leads me to something else in my notes. This is just a question. I wasn't obviously going to get this for you, but if one of your cats died, would you want like a rabbit's foot of their feet?
I tried to do that with Mimi, but the vet, I asked if they could give me her
legs,
paw.
And what'd they say?
No.
You would have to do it yourself.
I guess.
Because
they said we can give you the body back and you can do it. That's what they said.
Oh, well, yeah.
But
that would be gnarly to do.
It was so.
But this creator that I came across makes them are so fucking beautiful. And they had like this brass ornate like little holder holding the paw, and it had like a keychain hook on the end of it. It was so beautiful. And I was like, I wonder if she would be down for that. As a kid, I had a purple rabbit's foot, which
Rabbit's foot were tattooed everywhere.
Yeah, I have the purple one tattooed and it had a gold.
I had a dirty, dingy white one.
I had a dark purple one and I loved it.
And I think about it.
Do you?
I'll think about how we really had bunny rabbits' feet.
Yeah. Died. And I remember digging in it and feeling the bones
nails.
And nails and shit. Yes. Yeah, I had I don't know where I got it from, but I had a purple one, dark purple.
Creepy.
And
ass.
I was thinking, like, if Mochi passed away, I would want her paw.
Yeah.
I think that would be sweet.
I did.
And there are creators. This person has like an Etsy shop. That's
really good to know.
You can search like taxidermy, pet taxidermy, shit like that. And, you know, we're not supposed to support Etsy, I don't think. But
yeah,
the creator that I found had a shop on Etsy where, yeah, other people were displaying shit like that too.
I think it's hella cool. I really wanted Mimi's paw.
Jelly Bean goes missing. And I show up with paws.
Everybody has keychains.
Everybody has gifts. I have them all wrapped.
Three of my cats are gone. Merry Christmas, hella bitch.
Paws. Merry Christmas. I thought this was really thoughtful. You don't have to feed it.
Stevie, you get his head on the keychain. You get the biggest part.
Aww.
But yeah, I would have loved that. I would have loved a paw and then to cremate the rest of her, you know?
Yeah.
But when they were like, you can take her body back and, you know,
the
do
thought
it yourself.
Of you in the garage doing it is like, I'm not going to do that.
No. And then it was so last minute. I didn't have anybody in mind that could do it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I just was like, no, it's all right. But I regret it. I wish I could have.
Yeah.
That was my baby, man.
Yeah. I was thinking that would be a really nice memento.
Mm-hmm. Agree. I like that. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. I think we got some write-ins. Let's see.
Oh, really quick. Did you see that Post Malone is the latest celebrity to be put to sleep and have multiple tattoo artists tattoo him?
No, I did not. Big, and he's already fully covered. What are you doing?
You big country pussy.
You big country pussy. What are you doing? You know, after learning how serious it is, because you're not just going to sleep, you're having your brain turned off. Like, it's anesthesia is much more serious than I ever knew, because I probably wouldn't have been getting it for every other abortion I had either. Like, I was getting put to sleep all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's
I loved
not
it.
Good.
Loved it.
You're
and
insane.
Then
I hate
found
it.
Out that it's way more serious than yeah. just like a dose of NyQuil or a dose of Benadryl
it's
or
very...
something. They turn off your fucking motherboard.
You get a breathing like, tube put down your fucking throat, dude. That's
well, not just, always, but they're turning off your brain. They're turning off your mm-hmm. fucking brain. So, yeah, it's more serious.
I also saw quite a few plastic surgeons are starting to do
Twilight.
Yeah, local, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for facelifts and everything.
Yeah, it's supposed to be safer, especially when you're high risk, you know? I just
like
watched
that.
Somebody get a BBL yesterday with Twilight.
Really?
And they were live the whole time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it eliminates some of the risk, whatever.
Right.
Whatever is safer, because that's some dangerous shit.
I agree.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
My older sister Danielle is obsessed with your podcast, and I figured I'd write you for what she calls a birthday shout out. She's been a huge fan since 2019. I've never done anything like this because personally, I think it's corny.
Aren't you a fucking Christmas joy, you little shit?
But I love my sister. LOL.
And I love the honesty, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you, ladies. Oh, her birthday is December 23rd. That's my grandma's birthday.
Oh.
Duh. You need her birthday for a birthday shout out. Well, guess what? You're getting it early. Happy birthday to your sister Danielle, and they did not give me, oh, Issa. Or, yeah, I think the name is Issa. Happy birthday, Danielle.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Look, another.
And it's not corny, so.
That was funny.
It's not corny at all.
The fact that you fucking included that.
Right.
That was a little fucking side shot to her sister.
Yeah. I just found, what, were you about to read one?
There's another sister birthday shout out. Did you see it?
No, I got to a write-in that I think is maybe a little personal to you that we can read.
Oh,
what? Do you want to read it? You want me to read it?
I don't, maybe not all of it.
Did you read it? Because I didn't read it.
I did.
Oh, was it not appropriate to read? Was it just a write-in?
There's... It's just so very okay. detailed. Maybe
we'll
not all of it.
We'll skip it.
Next episode.
Yeah, let's preview Trish. It first and then and then we'll see Fucker. If we're going to read it.
But there's, I have another sister birthday.
Okay. Is it the horniest Scorpio?
Yep.
Okay.
Horny one half.
You do it.
Hi, ladies.
No, that's not it.
Really?
Yeah, this is a different horny.
Oh my God, listen. Hi, ladies. I want to write in a birthday shout out for my sister, Loda. Loda? L-O-U-D-A.
Louda.
Louda. One half of the horny Scorpio sisters.
This is a different horny Scorpio. Wow. There's a lot of y'all.
I'm the other, LOL. Her birthday is November 11th, and I hope her day is filled with love and blessings. I pray, sorry, we're a little late, you guys. I pray she gets showered with all the greatest things in life. She truly deserves it. Watching her go above and beyond for her boys, nieces, and nephews, she encourages me to go harder for them. And seeing her love, so effortlessly has had the greatest impact in my life. Growing up, she was a second mom to me, and she never failed to make me feel protected and heard. That meant the world to little me, especially with the chaos of being a family of nine. Mm. I pray we get to be sisters in every single lifetime. Thank you for always pulling up, showing up, and being the only one to answer my jail call in the middle of the night. Happiest of birthdays, sister. I love you forever. I also want to give myself a shout out for my birthday on the 20th. This year has been so rough on your girl, but I made it to yet another solar return. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you both.
We both love you, ladies. Thank you for blessing us with this podcast and giving us an outlet to express ourselves. Y'all made me feel like y'all make me feel like I truly belong somewhere. Aww. Lots of love, Melly. Happy birthday to you, horny Scorpio sisters. That was so sweet. Hella sweet. Sorry, it's a little late.
So the other horny one, I think we already read. So I have another one that I don't think is horny. We'll see.
Okay.
Hi, I'm writing in because my sister Danielle's birthday is coming up December 23rd. Did we just read about? Is this a different one?
So she sent multiple. Read it.
What?
Yeah, she sent multiple.
She's your biggest fan and is obsessed with your show. Can you please wish her a beautiful and amazing birthday? Also, could you let her know that baby Shelbs, me, wishes her a happy birthday as well. This is the only thing she asked for her birthday. Thank you so much, girl.
And she didn't say we were corny or it was
this
corny.
This one didn't say corny. Yeah. Aw, happy birthday. They're making sure you get it.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet how she sent multiple. Oh, my sinuses are starting to burn.
Oh, there's a cat question.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Hey, guys. You already know I love y'all and all that, so let's just jump right in. I have a cat question. Normally, I direct this to Crystal, but Pat is a cat mom too, so both of you can chime in. Thank you. Okay, so I've always been an animal lover, but between work and my living situation, I was scared to commit. I'm a very all-or-nothing type person, and I want to just be as great of an animal mom as I am a human mom to my two kids. That's sweet. I grew up with dogs, love dogs, but in the past few years, I've become full-blown obsessed with cats. They are so freaking cute and funny, and honestly, I'm already attracted to assholes, so I feel like me and a cat would get along just fine. I also think a cat would be a better fit for my smallish apartment. Mm-hmm. So here's my question. Because I want to do this the right way. My plan is to adopt from my local shelter. What should I expect during the adoption process? What should I buy ahead of time? Should I foster first to see if it's a good fit? And be honest with me, is cat pee going to end up everywhere?
No.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Help your girl out. Love you guys so much with extra, extra gay. Aww. Brittany.
Oh, Britt.
So...
If you've never owned a cat, never. I would say foster.
But the temperament of that cat ain't going to necessarily be the same as whatever cat you get.
No, but typically when you foster.
You could get a feel.
And if you foster kittens, they will give you a pair sometimes. And I think that's a good idea.
What, to get two? To jump in with two?
Yes.
Okay.
Or... you foster an older cat because you never know. You might fall in love with that one and yeah. you'll be adopting it essentially from a shelter too.
Oh, well, if you foster a cat, you have the option to adopt
you,
it.
You get first dibs.
If you want it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be good. It's a little trial run and yep. maybe you could be their mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And the cool thing with fostering through any rescue or shelter is they provide you with everything you need.
Oh, yeah.
Beds, food, all of
litter box. That'd be good.
So it would be a, you know, win-win. You know, you're not throwing any money out.
Yeah.
If you decide, you know, you don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm excited. And you have to send pictures, please.
I've had 3 cats. I've never had a cat piss anywhere other than where they're supposed to. They are naturally potty trained, which is great because I don't have the patience yep. to be trying to teach anything to go to the bathroom. And yeah, the scratching and shit, I don't have a problem with because I keep a water bottle on hand.
She keeps her gun in her leggings.
I keep my gun in my leggings in case she tries it and just spray her. And then I've never had a problem anymore. I put like a barricade on my counter so she doesn't get up on my kitchen counters. She used to try all the time and piss me off. Now I have something right there so she can't. Yeah. You just adjust, you yeah. know, you just kind of cat proof things where you don't want them to be.
Yep.
And yeah, I haven't had any problems. I don't have any complaints. Although yeah. that motherfucker did, it was probably P's fault. She did scratch P's eyelid today. So if you go in her backpack, she has an eye patch because she told me she needed one. And I was like,
she
guess
is
what?
Your daughter.
Guess what? I have one of these in the box for emergencies like this. She probably thought I was full of shit. I left the room. I came back with a brand new eye patch. She was like, my mom's great.
We're twins. We're dramatic.
She was like, it's kind of like a pirate. Yes, it is.
Put your eye patch
put
on.
Put it on.
For so our
she
photos.
Has a scratch on her eyelid. Put the fucking eye patch on.
You think she was fucking with her?
Yeah, I think she probably was. I told her stay out of her face because she didn't scream or get mad when she did it. She was like kind of on the verge of crying and she was like
a little shocked.
Moch just scratched my eye and I looked and I could see like a little red line and I was like, oh, she did. Mm. You must have been fucking with her. Otherwise you would be mad and you're not mad.
Right.
So yeah.
She feels a little guilt.
Yeah, she did something to her. So she found out the hard way.
Yeah. Mochi's fucking funny. She's spicy.
She's ridiculous. Like, calm down. Sometimes she'll go in my bathroom. I'll get up to go pee in the morning and go in there. I have a huge, like, rug, like, floor rug in my bathroom. It'll be flipped and, like, balled up. All my towels pulled off every towel rack. Bunny be like, okay, like, you did not have to be in here having this much fun.
Hey.
Like, she'll go in there, just not every day, but just every now and then. We'll go in there and it was like a party in my bathroom. What the fuck were you doing?
That cat has a really big personality. She's a calico. Of course she
and
does.
And she ain't been fixed. So I'm like, is that part of it?
No, she's still going to be insane.
She's insane.
Every time I come over and set my purse down and take off my shoes, she tries to crawl in them. She goes in my purse.
Yes. Any bag, backpack, purse. She's climbing yes. her whole body inside of it and going to yeah. look at you.
She gets zoomies. Oh, she's so funny. I like cats
like that. This
morning
I walked to the kitchen. She jumped in the air and slapped my hand with her paw. No claws or anything. Don't give me 5 while I'm walking by. Jumped
good
as
morning.
High as she could. Slapped the. I felt her beans just slap the shit out of my hand. And I was like, girl, okay. Like, go sit the fuck down. She's wild.
I love her. And I never had a cat pee on anything ever. And we had cats growing up. Never. My cats growing up, you got to remember this is years ago. We didn't even have a litter box in the house. They would meow and tell us when they want to go outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then come back in?
We never had a litter box in the house.
That would be nice. Because the litter be pissing me off because she kicks it everywhere. I keep putting off ordering the one with the dome. So yeah, that's a good thing to buy. Get that if you can. The yep. litter box that has the dome. Because when they're trying to cover their mess, it flies around and
for
it'll
sure.
get on the floor. So like I said before, I sweep like 5 times a day just because I can't stand to have any on the floor.
Yeah.
But
I wish it was like back in the day where we didn't know as much and could just let the cats outside. But
yeah.
knowing, you know, that they will decimate whole bird populations and they're an invasive species,
and have
you know.
Sex and make more cats. Yeah. You don't want that.
So don't let them outside. But I never had cats pee on anything. The only fucking motherfucker that will piss on something is that fat jelly
that's the bitch that pissed in here before, right? And that was the first time I ever saw a cat piss, like ever. And I was like, wait, what are they doing? And it was just to be an asshole because there was no other reason for it. And I don't know who got him mad that day.
He's temperamental. So if the litter box isn't
positioned properly or something.
Or clean exactly how he wants it. If he's not fed when he wants, if you have dirty clothes on the floor, he'll pee on them.
Yeah, I'm not playing them games. I told you Mochi shit. I make that
fucker stay in Stevie's room because he makes me crazy. I'm like, you're not going to pee on nothing.
No, you're not. We're not having that.
You pee on your owner.
Yeah.
If you want to pee.
Yeah.
But I've never, none of our other cats do no shit like ever.
I think Mochi was mad that we locked her out before and I said that I walked and I stepped on a piece of shit and it looked like a cookie and I didn't know what I had.
Or she was fucking around just kicking shit
out. Well, it wasn't near, that day it wasn't near the litter box.
Oh, she played with it as a toy, bitch.
And I was like, why is this over here? What the fuck is this? And then I was thinking she did it on purpose to be an asshole because she was mad that I locked her out. I don't know.
You never know. And cats are way smarter than people give credit for.
Yeah.
They very much understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. They know their name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she knows her name. And if I tell her go, she'll go. Yes. If I tell her, like, if I'm trying to get her out of the room or something, I could just say go and she'll leave.
Yep.
They speak English.
They do. Yeah.
For sure.
Stevie's cat, Pickles, is probably the smartest cat we've ever had. Like,
my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The one that's madly in love with her. Yeah. The way he just looks at you is kind of creepy sometimes, yeah. Like a fucking human. Like, he really understands everything I say to him. Yeah. If I say, get off that chair and go and sit over there, he'll do it.
Well, he doesn't do it when I tell
him.
Very
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's because he's in love with you.
It's on purpose.
Yeah.
Very much on purpose.
So keep us updated. Please send us photos. Know. I'm very curious.
I have another birthday.
Okay.
That apparently my stomach wanted to read. Hey ladies, this is a birthday shout out to myself. My birthday is December 26th. Yes, right after Christmas. You were a Christmas present. This year especially has been hard. My husband, who wasn't my husband at the time, we got married July 18th after being together for 9 years, got arrested December 19th, 2024. And I found out I was pregnant February of 25.
Mm.
I found out so late because I just thought me having no period was from the stress of him being gone. But nope, it was our fourth little one cooking in there.
Mm.
I went through my whole pregnancy alone since he still hasn't gotten out. And we have no estimated time of him coming home.
Fuck.
Time has been so hard, but I've still held strong and taken care of all four babies by myself. Held the house down, not missed a day of school for my oldest two kids, had my son in spring and fall baseball. It's like being a single mom, but not by choice. It's so hard. So I give all the mommies doing shit on their own props, by choice or not. We don't get enough credit. Okay, back to me and my birthday. Ha ha. I'm turning 28 and you're really young to be doing all that.
Yes, you are.
So I applaud you
very much.
I'm turning 28 and I hope this year brings nothing but positivity, new blessings, opportunities, and hopefully, God willing, my husband for me and our babies.
Mm.
Me and my oldest are going to get our ears pierced and my nose pierced for my birthday. She finally asked for her ears pierced after 8 years. Can't wait. Thanks, aunties. I hope y'all holiday party went well. Well, it's not here yet, but it will. Wish I could have made it. Hopefully one day I'll get to see y'all in person at a live show or a garage sale. Love you, ladies. And that's anonymous. But happy birthday to you. Again, you're doing a great job. Holding it down, being a mom.
Happy birthday. Yeah,
you deserve a great birthday.
Yeah, to be 28 with four, doing that by yourself and the fall baseball. Oh, yeah. You're a fucking champ. You're very much.
And about the holiday hangout, tickets are still going, mm-hmm. but there's still some available, and we're very excited. It's approaching. We got to start picking out pajamas soon.
I know.
I think I already know what I'm going to wear. I have a lot of long sleeve, floor length, zip up robes that have like velvet. I have multiple.
Doilies on them.
No, no, but it's like they're nice. I have a lot. I have multiple colors if you want to wear one. I was thinking I could wear whatever underneath and just wear that. They have pockets.
I got that vintage one. Remember? We were like, you were like, I think it's a nightgown. I was like, I think it's a dress.
That's like a fucking but hot it could mama be dress. So if you want to wear that, you go right ahead.
It's like felt. It's vintage, like felty.
The burgundy one?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a dress. That's like a fucking.
You thought it was a nightgown at first.
Until I saw what it would look like on you. That's definitely fancy.
I was thinking of maybe getting a onesie.
Onesies are comfy. Whatever, wear whatever. But I think I'm going to wear one of those. Like, because it's
whatever it is, I'm going to make sure it's warm and fuzzy.
And it's cute. So, yeah. We'll see.
I want to be warm and comfy.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, because it's cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd be liking to go outside and smoke.
And if you didn't see the post, we're going to have catered Filipino food, games, prizes, a live show, a DJ, dancing, drinking, fun, chaos. It's going to be great.
Possibly karaoke.
Oh, yeah, karaoke.
Possibly a concert.
Possibly a Crystal concert that you might could join in on.
We can do duets.
We could call it karaoke, but that's probably what it'll be. All songs of her choice and her lead. But
I'll tell you where you come in.
She'll put the mic in front of you and then bring it back. Yeah. She'll let you take it away. Sometimes bring it back in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Shit. But I am very excited. I think it's going to be a great time. And I really love the venue.
Yeah.
It's a cool venue. It's cozy and
it's going to be fun.
Very cool.
You can search Hello Dysfunction on Eventbrite. Or ask us for the link. Or check our social medias, because on every platform we have it posted.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. We got to wrap this up, because...
You're going to party.
Yeah, it's time for me to go see the family.
I think I'm going to go to the hospital.
Okay.
No, not me.
Yeah, I know. At first I was like, oh, are you not feeling well?
My friend's in the hospital, and she asked me to bring some stuff, so I think
that's
I might.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we love you. Thank you for being here with us. Well, thank you for writing in.
Be safe tomorrow.
Be safe. Eat lots of food.
No drinking and driving.
No supporting capitalism.
Nope. Enjoy your families.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Thank you.